The INF Treaty, what is it and why is the US pulling out? Is the landmark nuclear treaty as ineffective as US President Donald Trump claims, or is there another motive for pulling out of the three-decade-old pact? The Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, INF, was signed by former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev and the US President Ronald Reagan in 1987. The terms of the treaty prohibit Russia and the United States from possessing, producing, or test-flying ground-launched nuclear cruise missiles with a range of 500 to 5,500 kilometers, 310 to 3,417 miles. Why is the US pulling out? While the INF Treaty was considered effective for many years, both the United States and Russia have accused each other of breaches in recent years. US President Donald Trump has announced the United States will pull out of the treaty because he believes Russia has violated the agreement. They've been violating it for many years, and I don't know why President Obama didn't negotiate or pull out, President Trump said. We're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement, so we're going to terminate the agreement. The pact has also acted as a break of the development of nuclear arms in the US, while China, which is not a signatory to the agreement, has ramped up production of intermediate-range nuclear missiles. This appeared to be on Trump's mind. Unless Russia comes to the US, China comes to the US, and they all come to the US and say, let's really get smart and let's none of us develop those weapons, but if Russia's doing it, and if China's doing it, then we're adhering to the agreement. That's unacceptable, Trump said. How have other countries reacted? Russia isn't happy and has long denied allegations that it has produced and tested such missiles. In December last year, Russian President Vladimir Putin effectively accused the US of breaking the treaty. When it comes to Europe, we are talking about offensive infrastructure being created here, Putin said. And we are talking about the violation from the US side of the articles of the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, INF Treaty. Mr. Gorbachev says President Trump's decision to withdraw from the key Cold War nuclear weapons treaty is a reversal of efforts to achieve nuclear disarmament. While Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Ryabkov, indicated Russia may well retaliate. This would be a very dangerous step that I'm sure not only will not be comprehended by the international community, but will provoke serious condemnation, by Ryabkov said. If the US followed through with the decision to leave the treaty, Mr. Ryabkov said, then we will have no choice but to undertake retaliatory measures, including involving military technology. But we would not want to get to this stage. Will this spark a fresh arms race? US National Security Advisor John Bolton is now in Moscow for 2 days of high-level talks. Russian political scientist Dmitry Oreskin says he believes new missiles are being produced, and it is a very Soviet thing to sign an agreement and then not to follow it. We are slowly slipping back into the situation of the Cold War, as it was at the end of the Soviet Union, with quite similar consequences, he said. But now it could be worse, because Putin belongs to a generation that had no war under his belt. These people aren't as much fearful of a war as people of Brezhnev's epoch. They think if they threaten the West properly, it gets scared. Melbourne physician Professor Titman Ruff established the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, a group that won the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize. Professor Ruff told ABC News Breakfast the US threat to walk away from the deal could lead to further negotiations that actually strengthen the treaty. The Russians have certainly indicated that they haven't exhausted the options, that there is still room to talk, Professor Ruff said. But to walk away from a crucial disarmament agreement is one fell swoop, essentially without really seeking to sustain it, is a really very not quite unprecedented move since the US left the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty in 2001. But it's really a step that's unraveling the limited but really crucial arms control agreements we have between those states, that between them have more than 90% of the world's nuclear weapons.